Prince Albert, students at St. John Community School will return September 3rd to a newly renovated school. The Prince Albert Catholic School Division received approval for the $2.1 million project from the Ministry of Education under the Minor Capital Renewal Program. Director of Education Laurel Trumier said they are happy to have the project near completion. "I'm excited to get the students in," Trumier said. "They will have a completely renovated library and they will have new flooring and fresh paint on the walls and classrooms that are just going to be so ready for learning, so I'm excited." The project, which began as the school year ended, included renovations to improve the function of bathrooms, kitchen and library. Other interior upgrades include the replacement of boilers, rooftop units, windows, lighting, doors, flooring, wheelchair lift, furniture, equipment, relocatable classroom roofing and surveillance are also included in the project. Trumier said registration opened for the school August 19th and parents have had access to the front desk area while the project is completed. Trumier said the project's completion was going to be a photo finish. "But it's coming on time, on budget and as planned, so we're excited about welcoming our families into our students," she said. As of August 16, Trumier estimated that the project was 80% complete but said contractor RNF Ventures might have a more up-to-date estimate. "I have no doubt that we're going to be in a good place for the school year," Trumier said. She credited staff for making sure the building was ready for renovations by the end of the last school year. "They had to pack up their classrooms. They had to move things they had to prepare," she said. Trumier also gave credit to contractor RNF and their staff. "They have just done an outstanding job along with our partners like AODBT and the other trades that are coming in and out of there. It's just been a really good experience overall and things are good," Trumier said. "We hope that the renovations don't deter parents from wanting to have their children registered at our school because, like I said, it is going to be a photo finish," she added. Trumier said there will still be some evidence of construction present right up until school starts. She said that if parents have questions as of next week, phones will be answered. "The administrative team and secretary will be there, but the entire school will not be open for tours or anything like that until the first day of school," she explained. Trumier and Chief Financial Officer, CFO, Greg McEwen have been monitoring the project since it began. "We're ensuring that the pieces are being done to the best quality because we don't have time to come back and redo it," she explained. "We've really in this project been very much having our fingers in the pot as we've been able to monitor progress and support decisions on site. We've done a really good job with the dollars that have been provided to us and I think that it's going to be a wonderful, refreshed school for our students," she added. Trumier said that she cannot wait for students to return because she loves the start of every new school year. "I know that children and families sometimes find it hard to return because we have had such a great summer, the sun has been out and lots of activity," she said. "But at the same time, I always speak to lots of parents and teachers and they're looking forward to returning to routine and returning to a new school year, so we are excited about that for sure."